Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yeah, Reach Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin, and you can listen to me while on this broadcast. All you have to do is call Erica 515-602-9776. That's Erica 515-602-9776. Again, this is Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm glad to be able to minister to the peoples and just to be able to be a blessing. This is Overcomers Holiness. May the Lord have a blessing to his word.
Just wanted to make a correction. The call-in number is Erica 515-605-9798. Again, the correction on the telephone number is Erica 515-605-9798. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for last night sleeping, this morning rising. God, we ask that you touch our minds, our hearts, and our spirit, God, that we may be in unity with you on today, God. God, we ask that you touch our bodies and wherever there's pain. God, we pray that you would heal, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch our minds, God. Regulate it so that we can be able to do what you desire for us to do. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for those that are hungry, that you will feed them, those that are homeless, that you will provide shelter. God, those that are in need, that you will provide everything that they need on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, look on our sick, look on those that are well, look on those that are looking for jobs. God, open doors, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we pray, deem God, that those that are needing financial blessing, God, that you will send forth rain, God, rain from the east, the north, the west, and the south, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we even thank you for those that desire to have a closer walk with you, that you will bring them closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Again, this is Pastor Natalie Franklin of the Overcomers Holiness, the church where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. And we can listen every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. with Sunday School in You. It's only a brief 15 minutes, and we're just going to just kind of highlight on some lessons concerning Sunday School just to uplift our spirits throughout the week. Today we're going to come from Philippians, the first chapter, verses 12 through 30. That's Philippians, the first chapter, verses 12 through 30. So if you have your Bible, you can turn to Philippians, the first chapter, verses 12 through 30. And if not, I'm going to read it to you. First chapter, verses 12 through 30, starts off with, "But I would have ye understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherest of gospel, so that my bond in Christ are manifested in all palace and in all places. And many of the brethren in the Lord wax confident by my bond, and much more bond to speak the word without fear. So indeed preach Christ, even of evil, envy or strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contentment, not sincerely, supposedly to add affliction to my bond, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding everything, every way, whether it pertains or in truth, God, Christ is preached, and I therefore do rejoice, yea, will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers and the supplies of Jesus Christ, according to my earnestly expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness and also, so now also Christ shall be manifested in my body, whether it be life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needy for me. And having the confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for the furtherance and joy of faith, that you rejoice, that your rejoicing may be more abundantly in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as become the gospel of Christ, and that whether I come to see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of Christ, and in nothing terrified by the adversary, which is to them an evident token of producer, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me and now here to be in me. Thank God for the reading of the word coming from Philippians, the first chapter, verses 12 through 30. And we're just going to talk about proclaiming Christ, proclaiming Christ. In this day and time, we're going through so much, whether it's on our job or in our homes or wherever we may be. We are sometimes challenged by the God that we serve, but we got to proclaim Christ regardless of how the individual are affected by things that's going on in the world. We got to stand firm on the faith and that we believe in. Here is Paul encouraging us that we've got to continue to hold on to the faith regardless of whether we're in the presence of our pastor or presence of God, or because God is everywhere. He sees and knows everything anyway. But we have to stand firm on what we believe in. And we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we got to hold fast to that and proclaim the Christ. Let the world know that, hey, Jesus is still alive. He's alive in us. Amen. He might have died on that cross, but he died on the cross for us. If he had not sacrifice his life, we would not have salvation on today, because all of us were hell bound. But thanks be to God that he said that he would send his son, that he might be the savior for us. And that's exactly what we needed. We need a savior. And Jesus came for that particular reason, to save our souls from sin and shame. And all of our help comes from the Lord. We can't do this on our own. It takes God to help us each and every day. And with his help, we are able to grow daily. I just want to encourage us to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, continue to keep the love of God on the inside, share God's presence everywhere you go. Let your light so shine that men, women, boys, and girls may see the God in you. And God loves us. And there's nothing that we can do about it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the greatest love that God could ever give anybody, and that is a love unconditionally. Even when we was in our sin, God still loved us. He loved us enough to know that one day we would turn our life to him. And that's what we're encouraging people today, to continue to proclaim Christ, continue to let the love of God show to people. People will not read the Bible. I tell them all the time, we're not going to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but people will read you from your head to your toe. So if you got the right spirit on the inside, have the love of God on the inside, people will know that there is a God, that loving God, and he loves us unconditionally. And he just wants us to come his way and let it. We got to realize that we can't clean people up. We got to let God do that. All God is asking us to just to share his word. He don't need our help in trying to make people be who we want them to be. We got to allow people to be what God desires for them to be. That's what makes the ministry so much sweeter, because God has a unique way of molding and making us into the way that he wants us to be, so that we can be that ambassador, that person that's spreading the gospel to everybody, because everybody is not on the same level. Some need a little more and some need a little less. But nevertheless, God says that, you know, he's there for us. He said he'll never leave us, nor would he forsake us. So we got to continue to proclaim the gospel, let the world know that Jesus Christ liveth, and he liveth in us each and every day. God so loved the world that he loved us so much, and he wants us to continue to share the word of God. Let us pray for those that are lost. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you let this word go forth, God, and let us continue to be those ambassadors, God, that are standing on the battlefield to share your word, God, to let people know that you, your son, still lives in each and every day in our hearts, God, and he's there to help us along the way. God, we continue to ask that you look on the ministers everywhere, God, as they go forth to proclaim your word on today, God. Speak, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And then let us have an ear to hear what you have for us today. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, this is Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm so glad that you listen in to the Overcomers Holiness, the church where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. And this is Sunday School in You. We're only speaking 15 minutes on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Ask that you continue to listen and come back on next week. Have a blessed day. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. And there's nothing you can do about it. God bless.